This is program number LW2587. Well, I can't help but wonder, is your summer vacation over yet? Lots of folks around the country have already been out on their vacations all over the country. In fact, maybe you're one of them. Hi, this is Larry West. Let me ask you something. If you've been already, did you collect any curios? You know, souvenirs. Bet you did. You know, that's how a lot of people make their living, selling souvenirs. That's because we people just seem to have them. When they announced that the luxury liner Queen Mary would be converted into a floating convention center some time ago in Los Angeles, there was a fellow that figured that a lot of people would probably like souvenirs from that old ship. So he bought nearly 70 tons of just bits and pieces from the salvage company hired to strip that ship. And to his delight, he found there were thousands of eager people ready to pay. $8.50 for a faucet, $3.50 for an engine room bolt made into a paperweight, even $40 for a chamber pot converted into a planter. He invested about $20,000 into that kind of stuff, but you know how much he profited? Would you believe, well over $1 million? We people have to have our souvenirs. When the Metropolitan Opera Company prepared to move to new quarters in Lincoln Center in New York City, opera lovers rushed to buy pieces of the old hall. To please the souvenir hunters, the New York Met arranged to have the mammoth gold curtain cut into 50,000 3-inch squares, which were then distributed to souvenir hunters. Can you imagine? Strange. That's what we people are, demanding our souvenirs. There are lots of things that we can buy, like plastic salt and pepper shakers shaped like animal heads, like decorated plaques with witty sayings, you know, such as a wise monkey never monkeys with another monkey's monkey. Figure that one out. Then there are spoons, dishes, key rings, ashtrays, and a million other such dust collectors. And souvenir entrepreneurs have learned to move fast. Did you know that within just 10 minutes after the Apollo 11 splashed down in the Pacific, that Esso gasoline dealers in Italy were giving out Apollo shoulder patches? The astronauts were still 2 days away from the Earth when the recording of the lunar landing itself was already landing on supermarket shelves. We people have to have our souvenirs. It was just a few days after Mr. Ford became president that the town fathers of San Clemente, California, decided to take down the signs that described their city as the home of the Western White House. But you know what they found? They found that souvenir hunters had beaten them to every single one of those signs. Authorities in England's Sherwood Forest sadly report that the 1,400-year-old oak tree in which Robin Hood reputedly once sought refuge from the Sheriff of Nottingham has been all but hacked to pieces. Guess by whom? In restaurants and hotels, souvenir hunters taking things like towels and ashtrays cost those industries, believe it or not, more than $500 million a year. Can you imagine? Now, sometimes our craving for souvenirs gets a little out of hand. It's called stealing. You know what souvenirs do? They collect dust. Now, sure, I have a few of my own. I travel around the country quite a bit and try to take back some little memento, but I don't buy as much as I used to. I've grown weary of all the dust. But, you know, things don't satisfy. Not really. Things collect dust. The Bible says, where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. That's the best advice anyone has ever written. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Let me read what God said. Let me read it again. The Bible says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. It says, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Think about that one today. I have a Bible study course that I think will help. It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.